The FBI has posted a worldwide bulletin seeking the arrest of a Saudi man. The FBI believes that Saud al-Rashid is associated with the attacks on September 11th. The alert is noteworthy because it identifies a specific suspect. Most of the previous alerts have been nonspecific warnings about possible future attacks. Joining me now is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, what do we know about this man?
Well, Renee, we don't know very much, actually. He's 21 years old. He's a Saudi citizen from Riyadh. As you know, 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. It appears that he knew at least some of the hijackers. Now, the bulletin was not specific as to what his ties were to the 19 hijackers, but according to an FBI official that I spoke with, al-Rashid is a, quote, person of interest. Now, we know what he looks like because there's a photo of him on the FBI website. The FBI doesn't know where he is, and they say they have no reason to believe that he's here in the United States. So the FBI sent out late last night an urgent bulletin not only to police here in the U.S., but also police abroad through Interpol, saying that al-Rashid could be, quote, armed and dangerous.
And how did the FBI learn about him?
The FBI has a whole slew of material that it's gathered since the attacks last year, and much of that has been gathered in Afghanistan. Apparently, the FBI came across a CD-ROM, and on August 15th, that's last Thursday, they opened it up to find a number of pictures on it. There were pictures of some of the hijackers, and then there was this picture of this fellow the FBI had not come across before. It was a May 2000 passport photo from Riyadh, identifying him as Saud al-Rashid, and since this is the first time the FBI had heard of him, it's a new lead.
And given the FBI alerts before that nothing came of, what's different about this one?
Well, there are a couple of things. First, it's very specific as to a particular person. As you know, in the past, the FBI sent out alerts about a possible future attack. And with very few exceptions, the alerts have not said when the attack would occur or where or how or who would do it. This one has a picture and a name attached to it. And there's another significant difference. It's related to the 19 hijackers, not just to some kind of possible future event. So far, the only person the FBI has tied directly to the attacks, or at least tried directly enough to get an indictment, is Zacharias Moussaoui. Moussaoui is, you know, the would-be pilot who was picked up in Minnesota a month before the attacks, and he goes to trial in January for allegedly conspiring to help the hijackers. So this guy is the first one they've tried to tie to the attacks. And finally, there's the way this bulletin was put out. Usually these things go to just local law enforcement through a special private alert system, and it leaks out to the press. The FBI clearly wanted this one public. They put it on their website and sent it around the world, and as one agent put it, stumbling across al-Rashid's photo is a, quote, significant find. They clearly wanted to publicize this.
And as you mentioned, the government hasn't brought many cases from the level of suspicion to court. What's going to happen in this case quickly?
Well, as you know, the first is Zacharias Moussaoui, the one we just talked about. The other case involves Yasser Issam Hamdi. Now, from a legal and constitutional point of view, that is really the case to watch. And right now, that because it will define who is an enemy combatant and whether an enemy combatant gets any due process rights at all, even if he's a U.S. citizen. That case is really bogged down in procedural squabbling, so we have to keep an eye on that.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.